This is MPT 2530.
Te hokinga mai o ngā taonga ki te wā kāinga. Some of the most delicate displays in the cases at this exhibition are the reiniho from Te Waipounamu, the South Island. I stood there next to the exhibition case with Irihapeti Ramsden as she viewed the taonga of her ancestors as she became overcome with the emotion and the spirit of her ancestors.
I am standing here at that taonga which was found one bay from where I come from at Port Levi, Kokorarata. It's looking at us, looking out at all the people. It's one of the smaller pieces in the exhibition, but it's full of mana. And its power reaches out. It sees things that we can't see, and it knows things that we'll never know. But it's part of us, and we're part of it. But each piece, there's no piece more beautiful than any other piece, and there's no piece with more mana than any other piece in this whole exhibition. But for me, every piece of Pounamu comes from home. And all these pieces here belong to us. And we reach up from the South Island up to the North Island, and all the people there too, who are the people who belong to all this taonga. But for me, that little wicked-looking Te Niho, looking out at us, saying to us, you're ours, and we're yours. And I know for me, I'm going to be buried one bay from where that was found. And we belong to each other.
Yes, like you, you know, the feeling, the awesome greatness of these taonga, the way in which they've been formed, and not by ordinary hand, and but the hand of our ancestors. Yeah, there's a lovely Māori word which does not have an English equivalent. We say tipua, he taonga tipua. But you know, how would you try to describe those two words, taonga and tipua?
Taonga, when you hear it, people try to translate it. The word they come up with mostly is a treasure. But for us, a taonga can be something as old and full of power and mana as all these things. Or it can be in the beauty of a song, or it can be in the way our tipuna left us ways of behaving and doing things. The most precious of all is the reo, our language. But I think the meanings are so wide that it's hard to put every dimension, every level of those words into English. They become so small and thin in the English language.
Your experience when you saw our taonga in New York?
That was one of the high points of my life that time. It's like coming in here. Each of your own tribal taonga pulls you to it, but that whole exhibition pulled me. I wanted to see it outside Aotearoa, to see how the people reacted to it. And I was very lucky that I was going to New York anyway, and even more lucky because my old professor at Victoria, Sid Mead, was there at the time. And we arranged for him to take me in and to do the mihi-mihi for us when we arrived. So it wasn't, I didn't go in cold. But there was only one, me by myself and my husband, and Professor Mead doing his mihi. And as he spoke and drew us in to the exhibition, I swear that I wasn't by myself. I could feel all the people with me, coming in with me. I could even hear them. I could hear their clothes moving, I could hear them walking, and something I've never done, because it's never fallen to me to do it in my age group, is tangi. But, and I thought, I don't know what to do when I go, and I don't know what's going to happen to me. I, karanga won't come out. What'll happen? And I thought, oh, I'm going to let everybody down when I go and I'll just do the wrong thing. But when I got inside there, a tangi came up and it just burst out. And not only ngā roi mata, but ngā hupe, everything. And I could hear this rustling as I walked forward, and I could just see his face calling me in with his mihi, and I never for a minute felt alone at all. And then when we finished and he took me around the pieces and we mihi'd to the pieces and had our tangi together, it was really one of the most important times in my life to see it there. But I think it's more beautiful here. I think somehow it just feels more beautiful here. But the power there was stunning. But it was mixed with, for me, mixed with other, because we had to go through the Egyptians and all their mana into ours. But here it's at home.
No. On its own Tūranga Wai Wai.
On its own Tūranga Wai Wai.
Well, iri hapeti, ngai tahu o kai tahu, ngāti māmoe o kāti māmoe, are well represented at this exhibition in this fine, very delicate, very beautiful taonga in front of us. Most people have chanted their own little internal prayer, and I know you have, but would you like to mihi to your taonga on behalf of our people back in the South Island for these beautiful taonga that are here now?
Well, all I could do was tangi, which I've done. The mihi will be at home when they go home. That's the time. And that's when our old people can do it. Me, I can only look and tangi and then go back and listen to what they say. But it's on the way. Our taonga's on the way home. And when we get home, that's for me, that'll be the time to go and listen and learn from them what they do, what they say. A few were up today. They've been up and had a look and gone.
Iri hapiti, Ramson, tēnā rā koe.
Tēnā koe hāre.
Te Māori, te hokinga mai o ngā taonga ki te wā kāinga. He te iwi, noho ra mai rā.